You Give Me Something was one of the first songs that I got that I felt good about. But even back then, even having horns in a song was quite scary for me. I'd never made an album. I didn't really understand too much about production either. So I was so naive back then. I almost thought if I had horns in a song, it'd be a bit too like Frank Sinatra or something. Not that Frank Sinatra is bad, but yeah, I don't know. It was a whole learning curve for me, really. All that whole writing of that album.
And then you went from strength to strength, and you won a Brit, and the albums have continued, and the success has continued.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been. I'm very lucky to be still doing the thing that I love, which is music. Yeah, and I really didn't know how far I was going to be able to take it, and the fact that I'm still here on my fourth album is still amazing to me.
And this album, to me, seems more honest, more candid, a bit raw. Was that difficult to write, to put out there?
It definitely took a while to come together. I probably spent a year and a half writing this album, and 6 months of that was totally just experiment and just to try and see what I could come up with, really. And then I kind of forgot that playing the guitar is the way that I started, and I was thinking more about production and stuff like that, and trying to change the sound of what I was doing. And then I just kind of went straight back to picking a guitar up and singing on guitar and writing on the guitar, and it all started to come back together again.
Demons is a bit darker.
Yeah.
And I know when you played Shepherd's Bush recently, you spoke about darker moments in your life.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's just becoming an adult and realising, you know, that I'm from sort of difficult environment. I was brought up in a difficult environment, and it was only, I suppose, I've been protected by the bubble of my success as James Morrison, that I didn't really feel like I'd had any bad experiences for a while, and it all sort of came together after I stopped working and I lost a few people in my family, and it was just a really weird time. I felt depressed as such, but I felt like on a big downer, and I couldn't get out of it for ages. I just had a lot of negative stuff going on in my head, and I went to see a spiritual healer, and she said I had a demon attached to me, and then she like got it off me, and yeah, she just literally pulled thin air and kind of said, oh, it's gone now, and then I immediately felt better after that. So I kind of, it tied in with all of that, and plus my dad always used to say to me before he died, with his drinking and stuff, that it was the demons, you know. So I identified with that phrase straight away, and the song just kind of wrote itself, and I still really enjoy singing it, because it sums up all of that without really having to say all of that, you know.
And I've played it on the show, and to me it's quite gospel-y.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the first things that I got when we were writing that song, was the harmonies in the chorus. We kind of had that straight away in the beginning. I kind of worked back from the chorus, and it just kind of, it kind of made itself, that track, which is what I like about it. It just sort of wrote itself, came out of thin air and just sort of wrote itself. Especially, it was at a time where I was finding it quite difficult to sort of trust myself, and it just summed up everything that I was going through, and it wrote itself. So that's why I really enjoy the feeling of that song, just because I know where it comes from.
But you've had joyful times over the last few years as well.
Oh yeah,
and
definitely.
You've
become
a dad. How's
that
it's
been amazing. I love being a dad. Being a dad has totally sorted out my head, actually, and allowed me to sort of stop feeling sorry for myself and enjoy reliving my youth through my daughter.
So, and talking of your youth, I mean, you grew up in our neck of the woods for a while.
Yeah,
in rugby.
Yeah. rugby was, it was pretty rough going, to be fair. You know, rugby was probably some of the harder years of my life, really, because I was young. Because I was young and I didn't really understand what was going on. And it's only when you get older that you can sort of take it on the chin a little bit more, you know.
And do you think you've come through that now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. It's part of who I am in a good way. It's in a really positive way. And I think that's why almost starting again with this album and starting again in terms of my headspace and how I think about things, it just felt like a fresh start, really.
And what's next for you? I mean, what would you really like to say next with your music?
I'd like to do something a little bit more rocky, actually. Maybe less sort of emotional and more just gutsy and kind of, you know, maybe like a four-piece band or something. Scale it down a little bit.
And tricky question for you. Which is better, glittering career, being a dad, or can you not choose?
Being a dad is way more important to me than being a pop guy, you know. That's why I took that time out, was because I couldn't live with being a bad dad, you know. It's like a cardinal sin for me, because my dad wasn't always around. So a big part of who I am is to try and be a good father to my daughter, and that's kind of why I took the time out. But at the same time, if I wasn't doing music, I'd probably get bored at home all the time, you know. But I'm lucky that I've got both, you know. And even if I didn't have a career in music, I'd definitely still be playing music in pubs and stuff to you know, anyway, because I've always loved playing live music.
It's great to talk to you. Continued success.
Thanks for having me.